We're going to start drawing at 3 o'clock on Sunday, and we'll draw 9 and put them in order of drawing. The first one will get to look at the photos that we'll have and select the one they want.
So you get first come, first
served. First come, first served,
okay,
yeah.
So,
and it'll go all the way down to where all 9 are taken.
Okay.
Right. And they're all the same pattern, roughly the same size. The only difference is the fabrics that the quilt makers use to differentiate them. There's Christmas, there's a lot of things about the sea, there's favorite colors, there's all kinds of stuff. It's really fun. And one person even did a fabulous backing on hers.
Okay. And you've been fundraising for it well over a year, I imagine, right?
Yeah. With the pandemic, we kind of slowed things down quite a bit. But with the prices going up dramatically during the pandemic, over 40% on a lot of it, and the freight, we decided we better put our oars back in the water and try to figure out how we can raise some money to make up the shortages in the budget. It's pretty traumatic when it goes from 80,000 to over 110.
That's just the increase in cost in materials?
Yeah, okay. And the freight. We have had a lot of local support. PIA, the Petersburg Indian Association, had CARES money that they needed to put towards senior health, and they've donated $32,000 to the project.
Wow.
And Ty brought them the materials list, and they ordered it on their letterhead and invoices and then paid it for us. So that was huge. Tamiko has donated beams and steel piling for the project. That's huge. We haven't even estimated the cost that'll reduce our budget yet on the donation from Tamiko. But there's so many things people can do in this town to help out. You know, we're all going to be there someday. So we're just adding to the infrastructure now so it's in good shape when we get there.
Mm-hmm. So do you know how far off are you from the finish line then, would you say?
Well, the starting line is what I'm more looking at, is this spring when things thaw out.
Okay.
What we have purchased and what we have in the bank will be completely depleted.
Okay.
We have about $68,000 together with all the donations and the PIA portion and raffle portion. But we need quite a bit more. At that time, when we've spent all we've got, I understand we can apply for grants like from the Rasmussen or the community fund for the state for completing it. You can't do it for starting, but you can do it for completing. And we'll look for other grant type things too. And maybe somebody in town will do something really fun, like throw a big spaghetti dinner and donate the funds, or you never know.
Is there COVID money that could be used for this? I mean, it's an outdoor meeting space for a vulnerable population.
That's what we used with the PIA funding.
Okay.
But I don't know about the city actually getting any. It would be wonderful if they could. It's just going to be ceiling heated panels like on the ferry in the solarium.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be 16-foot square Trek decking, so there's no maintenance, basically. It'll have a clear roof that slopes to the back so the snow can go off into the back empty area. It'll have lights. It'll have movable seating so that family groups can cluster and move, and however many they need, they can pull together. It'll have some planters so there's some sunshine in there all the time. And I just think it'll be a wonderful spot and get them out of the driveway and out of the wind.
What else should we let people know about with the project at this point?
Well, I'd kind of like to name the people who donated their quilts and their time in completing the quilts.
Mm-hmm.
The quilt makers were Sue Flint, Susan Holmes, Carol Candle, Wendy Westry, Gail Eastwood, and myself. I actually made 4 because I kept wanting to make another one because they're so much fun to make. And then Liz Bacom, Kathy Reamer, and Sandy Volk helped to quilt some of the quilts. And Marilyn Mucci and Cheryl Leakley helped bind some of the quilts. So it's been a real effort in the community by the women of the Quilting Guild.
Anything else? Does that cover the highlights?
Well, I think so. I just think it's an exciting opportunity for our little community to help support the decking out the deck project. You know, you go up to the manor and you see the people sitting there huddled up in blankets and mittens and hats, and that's summertime.
Mm-hmm.
Because the wind just whistles through that sallyport. And when somebody comes at the delivery, they have to move out of the way. And this will be safer for them. It'll be warmer, and it'll be year-round. I think it'll be a really wonderful addition to the manor. And it's not just the assisted living side. It's situated between the two buildings. Mm-hmm. And it can be used by both sides and families gathering. So I just think it's a real important add-on to their building up there.